Chapter 3 of The Christ Within by Lillian DeWaters. We read of the pearl of great price. What is this pearl? Is it happiness, or joy, or love, or peace, or understanding? Nay, it is none of these things. These are but effects of the pearl. What is the pearl itself? The pearl of great price is Christ. For Christ is all. Colossians 3:11. All things are delivered unto me, said Jesus. All things that the Father hath are mine. Thus, if we have Christ, the Spirit of God, we have the pearl of great price. We have all. To have Christ in you, Colossians 1:27, is to have power in you, peace in you, glory in you, authority, understanding, dominion, health, joy, and all the happiness of earth and heaven in you. The cause is greater than the effects of that cause. The conceiver is greater than the ideas conceived. And greater is he that is in you than you yourself without him. No one can have more than all, and if we have Christ, reality, we have all. The absolute, the highest, the mightiest, the author and finisher, the free self, is the pearl of greatest price. Therefore, we look up, arise, and take our inheritance, the finished kingdom. We take our eyes off people, off things, and off isms, and we appropriate our inheritance as sheep of his pasture. How does God, the I am that I am, behold us? As sinful, sick, sorrowful? No, God beholds us not after this fashion. God beholds us perfect, free, through the finished work of Jesus Christ. And as God beholds us, we should behold ourselves perfect in Christ. How shall man come to the Father? No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus Christ. John 14:6. What is the bread of life? I am the bread of life. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. John 6:35-58. What is eternal life? This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Who is born of God? Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. 1 John 5:1. What experience must transpire in our lives before we can look and behold the finished kingdom? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. Who are the sons of God? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. Who is the chief cornerstone? Jesus Christ, himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. Whom none of the princes of this world knew, nor do they know now. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2:8. Are we masters? One is your master, even Christ. Matthew 23:8. Should we labor, or should we labor not? To him that worketh not, his faith is counted for righteousness. Romans 4:5. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. John 4:38. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. John 4:35. What is it that heals? The truth shall make you free. John 8:32. What is truth? Thy word is truth. John 14:17. I am the truth. John 14:6. The Spirit is truth. 1 John 5:7. How are we to become receptive to truth? Except ye become converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom. Matthew 13:3. When shall we receive power? Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Acts 1:8. What is the Holy Ghost? The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. John 14:26. What does the law say to man? Whosoever shall offend in one point, he is guilty of all. James 2:10. What is the true sign that one is speaking the Christ truth? When the Spirit of truth is come, he shall glorify me. John 16:14. How are we to do the healing works? In my name shall they cast out devils. Mark 16:17. Why can we do this? As joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8:17. What is the great need of the hour? To be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Why are we not filled with the Spirit? Because we are high-minded, self-righteous, boastful. Why are we not filled with the Spirit? Because we are cold, analytical, egotistical. Why are we not filled with the Spirit? Because we are sorrowful, unhappy, fearful. Why are we not filled with the Spirit? Because we are filled with self. While everyone is the temple of the living God, everyone is not conscious of being filled with the Spirit. Why not? Because he is not emptied. The vessel or individual must be emptied before he can be filled. When we are willing to die to the world and its approval and censure, when we are no longer influenced by the praise or the blame of man, when we have died the mystical death, the death of the self, then are we empty? Are we ready for the indwelling Christ? The purpose of life is that we be holy, pure, upright, full of power, dominion, love, like Jesus Christ, with whom we are joint heirs. But it is only as we behold Christ that we become like him. When he shall appear to us, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Is it worth it, the emptying of the self, the surrender of the personal will, that we may be filled with the Spirit? Can we, shall we say, here I bring, within my trembling hand, this will of mine, a thing that seemeth small, and only thou, dear Lord, canst understand how when I yield thee this, I yield my all. Hidden therein thy searching eye can see struggles of passion, visions of delight, all that I love or am or fain would be, deep loves, fond hopes, and longing infinite. Take it, O Father, ere my courage fail, and merge it so in thine own will, that even if in some desperate hour my cry prevail, and thou give back my gift, it may have been so changed, so purified, so fair have grown, so one with thee, so filled with peace divine, I may not know or feel it as my own, but gaining back my will may find it thine. Beloved, what think ye of God? What think ye of Christ? What think ye of the Holy Ghost? The dispensation of the Father is one dispensation. The dispensation of the Son is another dispensation. The dispensation of the Holy Ghost is the third dispensation, and is the dispensation of today. It shall come to pass in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. I am the vine, ye are the branches. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. We take firm hold of the vine, that into us the branch will pour that wonderful glory and power, that simple grandeur, that infinite love and devotion that was manifested in Jesus. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things unto his hand. Your hand or my hand? No, his hand. We are complete in him. We are joint heirs with him. As the life of the vine permeates the branch, attached to it, so we, the branch, attached, joint heirs to the vine, the Son, Jesus Christ, have all things delivered unto us. It is not the highest vision to declare that we are one with God. The branch is not one with the trunk except through the vine. We are not one with the Father except through the Son, the mediator, the way, the cornerstone, the finisher. Jesus said that they may be one in us. He did not say that they may be one in thee. He said, thou in me and I in them. In order to know the Father, we must come by the way of the Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost, divine inspiration, the third of the Trinity, also glorifies the Son. For when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall not speak of himself. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. We cannot buy that which is given unto us. We do not pay for a free gift, but we gladly and lovingly take the gift, use it, and appropriate it. Know you not that the kingdom of heaven is a gift? It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This is a clear, positive statement made by Jesus. Since we receive a gift by taking it, we cannot earn heaven, harmony, by anything that we say or do, as means by which we gain heaven. But all good is ours in proportion to our receptivity, our readiness for it. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he shall receive the blessing. Psalm 24:4. Said Jesus to the Samaritan woman, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The scriptures say, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit. And Jesus said, learn of me. Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Why should we preach a redeemed world, a redeemed people? Thou hast redeemed us to God, Revelation 5:9. He redeemed us from the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. Christ having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. Why should we preach a healed universe, a healed people? For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He led captivity captive. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Salvation for us is finished. We have but to look and behold that it is done. Salvation in us begins when we accept the finished salvation for us. Salvation in us begins as we begin to appropriate and experience the finished work of Jesus Christ and his living presence within us. There is therefore now no condemnation for those which are in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. I have finished the work thou gavest me to do, said the Son to the Father. What work did the Father give the Son to do? The Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. The Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for all. God sent his Son into the world that the world through him might be saved, thus saith the Scriptures. From old, Jesus has been rejected and despised, Isaiah 53:3. They thought to kill him because he made himself equal with God. Yet today, as then, the common people hear him gladly, and blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Why do we speak the names God, Spirit, Divine Love, and Metaphysics, and so seldom speak the name above all other names? Why are we content with anything save the greatest, the highest, the mightiest? Why have we not used this greatest name more frequently? The name Jesus Christ. God hath given him a name that is above every name. If we take this wonderful name, it will sing itself into our being with healing in its wings until the whole earth catches the message and reverberates glory in the highest. Looking toward the one presence in the universe, the Jesus Christ self is the risen doctrine, is the gospel that must be preached to all nations before the end shall come. John saw that the one name to be written in our foreheads is the name Jesus Christ, for this is the one and only presence to be heralded and manifested in the universe. And his name shall be in their foreheads, Revelation 22:4. In my name preach the gospel, commanded this presence. Then why shall we not be obedient? What commands of ours can equal the command of the Son of God? What words of ours can equal the words that he used? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. One understanding these great facts writes, we may never speak the name Jesus Christ. We may always speak the name Spirit or God or Love and describe Spirit, God, as omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience, and do quite great things by such praise. But there will be some nameless flavor lacking in the health and strength that come forth thereby. As the actinic ray of the sun is the secret of the sweetness of the grape, so Jesus Christ, who stands up in the universe as the one man having demonstrated the fullness of the Godhead bodily, is the human touch to the divinity of man. The recognition, the acknowledgement of a pivotal character transcending all limitations, irresistibly acting as invigorating energy, causes right words, silent or audible, to formulate, sweeping their original meanings into the affairs of the world. The ever-present Jesus Christ is a resistless healing and strengthening center. No address to our neighbor's mental constitution by the brave, bold insistences of mental suggestions of freedom, peace, strength, can equal the curative activity of the Son of God, acknowledged as upbearer, order-bringer, and healing peace. Where there is no high vision, the people perish. It makes a difference whether our vision is on Jesus Christ or on self. I am determined to know no man among you save Jesus Christ, uttered Paul, confronted with men burdened with all manner of terrible diseases. How many models of a perfect man are there? Just one. Has anyone ever seen a perfect man? Yes. Who was this perfect man? Jesus Christ. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, and was manifested unto us. 1 John 1:1. Jesus Christ is both perfect God and perfect man. And as the Father was incarnated in Jesus Christ, so must Jesus Christ be incarnated in us. I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. John 14:20. Lifting up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. As we lift up our eyes, our inner vision, we too behold no man save Jesus Christ only. We do not behold Smith or Jones, but we behold one perfect man, the Christ of God, free, flawless, and victorious. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:16. What have we gained if we have not gained the vision that looking up seeth the Jesus Christ self only, the self with face shining as the sun and raiment white as the light, the self that transcends all human conditions, the self that rises from the dead and ascends into heaven. In a very little while Lebanon shall be a fruitful field, spake the prophet Isaiah. In a very little while, with high vision, we are able to rise victorious, to stand triumphant, to sing hallelujah. A wonderful treatment is found in these words of a great teacher. I see you transcending all human conditions, unweighted by matter, unshadowed by fear, free, flawless, and triumphant. I look now to the Son of God, the angel of God's presence, the cure and peace and strength of all mankind. I look to everlasting life, shedding forth the radiance of the everlasting kingdom. All are gathered into life, ever renewing, into health, ever restoring, into wisdom, ever brightening and rejoicing, gathered and upborn in beauty and love and might by thee. O free spirit, victorious Christ Jesus, facing me with face shining as the sun and raiment white as the light, transfiguring the whole earth with living triumph. Two shall be in the field, said Jesus. One shall be taken and the other left. These two are the personal self and the Jesus Christ self. The real selfhood of every man, woman, and child is the one self or Jesus Christ. Though man appear to be sick, the Christ self, impossible of sickness, remains uncontaminated, whole, and shining. Though man appear to be a failure, the Lord self in him is victory and triumph. Though man appear to be sorrowful and depressed, the Christ self in him has face shining as the sun and transcendent glory flooding his presence. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve, whether the mind of the self, its right thoughts and right reasons, or the Jesus Christ self, with its all-knowing, changeless, ever-harmonious being. Look unto me calls for vision away from the human to the divine, away from the mental to the spiritual, away from earth to heaven, away from creating to creator, angel of his presence, the Lord self. The following is a quote from Living Waters. I speak in a language that has no reason, for reason is man's proof of what he does not understand. You may reason if it helps you, but you will learn things outside your reasoning powers. Everything is already finished. You have nothing to do. I have already done it. Do you not see that faith in me is all that you need? Have faith that I have overcome the world, then you have overcome the world. Have faith in me, then all that is mine is yours. Must a man carry his life as a weight? Life should carry him as a bird carries his wings. Up and up we go into the clear reaches that were before the beginning. Can happiness be made with words or be given with a sword? Is there any good thing in a house that is divided against itself? You do not come to me with your heart wide open. Your brain is weaving a web of plans. Unite with me. Present yourself as a vessel to be filled. Watch. Purify your heart. Be alive with eternal life. This is the conclusion of Chapter 3 of The Christ Within by Lillian de Waters.